The council will vote on legislation to regulate the for-hire vehicle industry in New York City.
That's New York City Council Speaker Corey Johnson on Wednesday putting forward legislation that took aim at big ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft. The bill caps the number of cars on the road as the city studies congestion and also set a new minimum pay rate for drivers. It passed overwhelmingly. Here to talk about the new law is Allison Griswold, tech reporter for Quartz. Allison, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's talk about how Uber is different in New York than it is in other cities, first of all.
Sure. So Uber is much more heavily regulated to start with in New York. When it came, it had to get set up under the Taxi and Limousine Commission, which is the local taxi regulator. So all its cars are registered as a form of what the city calls a for-hire vehicle, which encompasses also typical black cars and livery vehicles and sort of other non-taxi ride options you might see around the city.
So let me understand, because I've taken Uber, I'm a New Yorker, so I take yellow cabs, I take all the things. And I guess the question is, was this a response to too many cars in the street and too much traffic? Was that initially why the city council wanted to limit this?
If by initially you mean in 2015, then yes. This round of legislation, I think, was motivated by the spate of driver suicides that happened over the last 6 to 8 months.
And now we're talking about yellow cab drivers.
Yellow cab drivers. And this was obviously very tragic and a hard issue for the city to look at, because in some ways, those cab drivers felt like the city had broken a contract with them. The medallion cab owners felt like they had invested their retirements and their life savings and sort of staked everything on this valuable piece of property that the city conferred on them that gave them the right to drive a yellow cab and was sort of an exclusive ticket to that. And then with the arrival of Uber, it broke the monopoly and the value of those plunged.
So there's another element to this, which is pay. And tell us about how the pay rate is going to work.
So it's a good question. There are sort of three ways that drivers can make more money. One is that the company just pays them more. Another is that the company passes on the cost to us as consumers and we pay more. And the third, which is what this pay formula that the city will likely implement is trying to get at, is that drivers work more in every hour. And so that's sort of one of the key problems, is that there are too many cars and maybe each driver is not getting enough work. And so what this pay formula wants to do is sort of adjust the way that rate is calculated so that what they call the utilization of each driver is taken into account.
Now, I also want to mention an area that Uber and has at least been advertising, you know, in advance of this decision. We've seen lots of ads from Uber specifically really talking about something that they had come under fire for a while, which was the lack of cars available to serve communities of color, and often communities that are not accessible by subway, not accessible by bus, or just where yellow cabs don't usually go. And that's another thing we have to talk about in New York, which is that yellow cabs may turn you down, right? And they've been known to do this. So is it true that this cap will have a disparate impact on communities of color or poor communities?
It probably will. And one thing that's interesting about this cap is that everyone opposed it, except for the city council and the mayor's office. And one of the reasons was it's expected to disproportionately impact those communities, people of color, people in outer boroughs, people who have traditionally been ignored by the taxi industry. And one of the loopholes in the city council legislation is that if the taxi commission notices a drop-off in service in the outer borough, they have the power to review it and then issue more supply, more licenses accordingly in an effort to fix that.
Well, we'll be paying close attention. Allison Griswold, tech reporter for Quartz, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
New York is Uber's largest American market, and they've been opposed to any attempts to regulate the ride-hailing industry. We reached out to Uber for comment, and they said, quote, "The city's 12-month pause on new vehicle licenses will threaten one of the few reliable transportation options while doing nothing to fix the subways or ease congestion."
The Takeaway is supported by Progressive Insurance, with the Name Your Price tool providing information on a range of insurance coverage and price options. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Now that's progressive.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.